Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Good late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartan, and tonight it is McCartan at Midnight, the super utility around here. This is the second of two in the McCartan doubleheader weekend here on WFAN. We're talking to all things New York sports until 3 a.m. So thanks for tuning in. Pete Kennedy and I are here in Lower Manhattan in the Mike Francesa studio, 888-808-1019. Call up, be part of this conversation, because live from New York, it's Saturday night. Did you see Brad Paisley in the stands, in the legend seats at Yankee Stadium, wearing an L.A. Dodgers cap? All right, I'll give him a pass. But, yeah, Los Angeles Dodgers, New York Yankees, prime time. First time in Yankee Stadium since 2016 for this series. And, you know, I hadn't bought all the way into the whole "this is a World Series preview" narrative because... And even though Aaron Boone said before yesterday's game, and he said it's a regular season game with some extra juice, there's a lot more eyeballs here, Yankee Stadium's going to be rocking, it's going to feel bigger. Okay, but I really didn't want to believe him yesterday, and I did. I mentioned it last night. But the biggest reason why this isn't what people are making it out to be is the number of key injuries to both teams, first of all. Let's talk about this first, and then we'll get into the game itself. Because for the Dodgers, they're without Clayton Kershaw. And for the Yankees, they're without, again, reigning AL Cy Young Award winner Gerrit Cole, and arguably the best player on the team, Juan Soto. So let's be real. Soto and Cole, without them, this Yankees team will not even make it to the World Series, never mind have it be a preview. And with them, I do love the Yankees' chances. And I know Poteet did great last night. We talked about it. He went toe-to-toe with this winter's big-time free agent, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. But, you know, he's no Gerrit Cole, Poteet. Not at least. And I know I'm not putting a ceiling on his potential, but right now, he's not Gerrit Cole. No one is. And in a time warp, it seems, the Yankees' bats over the last two nights could not kick it into overdrive against an elite opponent. They could not find a way. And again, Aaron Boone answered questions, I think maybe for the first time all season that I've seen, about not being able to get that breakthrough hit in the game. And this is like a total like nightmare flashback to last year. I mean, rinse and repeat. And it's not just in the regular season, every postseason in recent history, the Yankees have not had the ability to hit the ball when it mattered. That was until Juan Soto arrived. And it is no coincidence at all that we have not talked about this season up until this point. The first game slash probably series that he's going to be out this entire season so far. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that Juan Soto has completely changed the complexion of this lineup and the production from it. And the biggest takeaway, still, two nights in a row, I'm going to say it because it needs to be said. The biggest takeaway, I hope, that the Yankees front office gleans from this series is simply this: how important Juan Soto is to the success of this team. And I hope it scares Hal Steinbrenner straight to the negotiations table, straight to the phone to call up Scott Boras and say, hey, let's get to the table. Because, and listen, save your calls, because it said that Juan Soto said on May 16th, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he would be open to negotiating during the season. Remember, the player, the agent works for the player, not the other way around. So if the player wants it, the player gets it. And Hal Steinbrenner, after watching what has gone on the past two nights at Yankee Stadium, should have already left a voicemail for Scott Boras and said, hey, let's meet. Let's figure out where each of us are at. And let's get a feel for things here, because this man is very important to the success of our team. And tonight's 11-3 loss, I mean, it's the largest margin the Yankees have lost by this entire season. Coincidence that it's because Soto's out of the lineup? No, it's not a coincidence. In the first inning tonight, Volpe and Verdugo get aboard. Then you got Judge, Stanton, and Rizzo. Couldn't bring around either of them to score. Volpe was on third base. He didn't score. You know who would have brought him in? Yeah, Juan Soto and his bat-to-ball skills. Speaking of Volpe, he came up short late in the game, too. Bases loaded, down 4-2. The pitcher didn't even seem like he was even warm yet. He missed bad on the first pitch, the fourth pitch of that bat, and he got Volpe to chase pitch number 5 out of the zone. It wasn't even close to end the inning. And that, to me, with that score, that late in the game, that, to me, was the turning point of the game. That strikeout right there. It was a flyout right there. And I can't help but think, again, how this underscores how the baseball community was robbed of the real opportunity to see this real Yankees-Dodgers series as a real World Series preview. But you can appreciate it for what it was. It was a completely juiced up, through like the eighth inning tonight, premier matchup between two of the most recognizable brands in the world. And to that angle, all of a sudden I kind of bought into it. There was one moment that I was like, all right, let's go. The moment was, I was scrolling through Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I saw the video post from the Yes Network. It was the video of the army of Dodgers fans, 5,000 of them, according to the Fox broadcast, cascading upon the streets leading to Yankee Stadium, being led by an NYPD cruiser. That's when I allowed myself to feel what this is. This was a little different. And I was watching the pregame show, seeing a lot of camera shots of course, Jeter and Rodriguez and even David Ortiz, but also of Pettit, who pitches BP for them, among some other things. Rivera, CC Sabathia was there. And it's just, never mind the sheer quantity of all-stars on the field for this. You know them. I don't have to give you the list of them. But just count the number of World Series rings that were there tonight off of it. Then I'm hearing the voiceover of Joe Torre in the opening package on Fox. He says, you can't help but get carried away in the magic of Dodgers-Yankees. Then, last night's game, a 0-0 tie. I was sitting in here last night, like, my hands on my face, like, come on. 0-0 scoreless tie till the 11th inning. And then you look at the stats comparisons. They're almost, can they be evenly matched going into tonight's game at least? And even the payrolls. The largest free agent contracts in MLB history: Ohtani, number one; Betts, number two; Judge, number three; Soto, we'll see. Not to mention the runners-up and Yamamoto, who are, not making chump change. And you know how I know this means more? Because last night, Yamamoto threw his 19 fastest pitches of the season in a single game. All 19 of them in the single game. And you tell me he wasn't feeling it last night. And I'm sure they all were. Even more tonight. The crowd was even bigger. And I know there have been 11 World Series matchups between these two teams. The most all time. We get it. We've heard about it. But really, you need to appreciate it for what it is right now in the first weekend of June. Not exactly the World Series preview that it's being made out to be. And two Yankees in particular are very happy knowing that, I would venture to guess. Because right now, these two guys are not ready for primetime. Number one is Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo just looks completely lost at the plate. I mean, can he hit a ball out of the infield, for crying out loud? I mean, I'm driving in, and I was on the West Side Highway down by Chelsea Piers, and Ricky and Susan said that Rizzo attempted a bunt. And I was like, huh? Really? Rizzo attempting a base hit bunt? I mean, I can't remember the last time he did that. And as it's no secret, I mean, he's not too fleet of foot. And what's worse, he pulled it back and it was called a strike. That is how I know that Anthony Rizzo is not seeing the ball efficiently, is not seeing the ball effectively at the plate. And my plan today, now, is still the same as it was last night. I'm sitting him for a while. Let him get checked out by the medical staff. Maybe he's hiding or masking some sort of residual effects of the head injury. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on the radio. But I'm letting DJ LeMahieu slide into first base. He's starting to heat up a little bit. He's hitting 217 over his last seven. And, man, if don't drive off the road when I tell you this. Rizzo over his last seven, Rizzo's hitting .034. I mean, seriously, it's time. Take a seat, Anthony Rizzo. Get yourself right. And then we'll see from there. But for right now, my immediate fix, you need to put DJ LeMahieu in at first base. 217 over the last seven against .034 over the last seven. Who are you taking? Let's be serious. And then Gleyber Torres. Another error for Gleyber Torres. This guy, again, is not ready for the primetime, man. This guy is not ready for the World Series in the same way that Rizzo isn't. In the eighth, it was an eighth inning Ohtani ground ball. It completely and utterly gobbled Gleyber Torres up. It would have been a first out of the inning, and the runner would have been kept Could it have been a double play? I'm not sure, but it definitely would have been. You can't always assume the double play. You know that. So it would have been one out for sure. Few batters later, Teoscar Hernandez hit the grand slam. And that was the nail in the coffin. And what did Boone have to say? Well, here's Aaron Boone. Here's the manager of Gleyber Torres trying to explain it away after the game just a little while ago. Go ahead.
Of like, you know, you make a play that, you know, you should make, and, you know, you got to be able to let it go. It's a hard thing to do. I've been there. And you start not wanting to mess up instead of go make the plays. And one of the things when Glaber's at his very best is he plays that free and easy, and sometimes that gets him in a little bit of trouble, but allows him to make a lot of plays. So I think maybe a little bit, you know, on that one, like trying to over-secure it a little bit. Because really, the defense over the last month on balance has been very good.
Yeah, okay. What? The defense has been good? Gleyber Torres, Aaron Boone, just so you know, he leads all second basemen with 10 errors. 10. The free and easiness, man, it's not working. And I watched the pregame coverage. I didn't see Gleyber Torres out there fixing his fundamentals. It's not free and easy. It's fundamentals. Dating back to the last night with the pop-up, you cannot drop your glove, like, how do I explain, palm to the sky? You can't drop your glove below your line of sight, palm to the sky, and expect to and not be able to watch it go into the glove and expect to catch it every single time. That's not free and easy. That's fundamentally wrong. So what's the solution here? This is a solution-based show. You know that. The solution here at second base, it's not that easy. And I know this is going to sound absolutely nuts and crazy. I get it. But look at this team. Look at the proposed change I just made at first base. I'm keeping Gleyber Torres right where he is. Who are the other options? Yes, DJ LeMahieu. But in my plan, I'm putting him to first base. So, okay, who else? All right, you got Oswaldo Cabrera. He would be my first choice other than DJ to play second base. But he's hitting .111 over his past seven games, Cabrera is. Oh, Oswald Peraza, you want to give him the call up? Sure. Not. He's hitting 163 over 86 at bats in the minor leagues. 163. Is that going to improve when he gets to the major league level? No. John Birdie's on the IL. And not to mention, for a team who, against the Dodgers, the Yankees have not put up a significant or sufficient number of runs. I can't imagine benching Gleyber Torres' bat. Not that it's been exceptional, but it's been better than any of the other options. And by the way, it's June 8th. The Yankees are not trading Gleyber Torres anytime soon. It's June now 9th. Even if that's even the plan at all. And the only way I'm benching Gleyber Torres is for DJ LeMahieu, which means that you'd be keeping Rizzo at first base. And I mean, I guess it's me, but I think Rizzo's .034 batting average over the last seven games is much more concerning to me personally than is Gleyber Torres' defense. And not to mention that last night's fundamentally incorrect play on the pop-up was negated by a pickoff at first base. So that one technically didn't matter at all. So for me, my plan in the short term, we're talking short term, move DJ to LeMahieu to first base, and you're going to have to just keep Gleyber Torres at second base. You're going to just have to do it. Because what are the other options? That's the question. There aren't many. That's the answer. Again, what is more of a priority to overcome? Rizzo hitting nothing, pretty much zero over the last seven games, or Gleyber Torres committing two errors in the past two nights, one of which was negated? For me, I need to get Anthony Rizzo's bat out of that lineup. It has to happen. 888-808-1019. My name is Danielle McCartan. Should we take a break or do you want to take a call? Let's do one call. All right. Colin Redbank, you were the leadoff caller of the night. What's up, Colin?
Hey, what's going on? Listen, first-time caller here. I honestly am probably going to make a lot of people upset right now. I'm a Mets fan, and I'm just going to be straight up here. If you take Juan Soto and put him on the Mets, who has a better record right now?
Listen. The Mets have serious... You're asking me who would have a better record if Juan Soto was on the Yankees and if he was on the Mets? Is that a serious question?
That is a serious question, yes.
Let me flip it on you. Are you actually going to say the Mets would have a better record with Juan Soto on their team?
Well, listen, I'm just going to be honest here. Mets role players as of late have starting to get the bat hot here. And we got the Yankees over here who have half of their guys over the last 14 days that have over 210 batting averages. So who's going to have the better record at the end of the day come June 9th at this day?
No shot it's the New York Mets. None. 0% chance. Zero, Colin. I can't believe that's a serious question, man. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know how I welcome idiot callers, and this is two nights in a row where the first caller has been a complete idiot. I mean, seriously, Juan Soto, first of all, is never going to the Mets. That's first and foremost. To even mention the fact, the Mets look even worse. They look miserable in England. They don't have a closer. Their closer has been in the fetal position. The Mets are a terrible team. And you think Juan Soto is going to be the magic wand to fix the New York Mets? They've got Brett Beatty trying out at every position under the sun. They don't have a second. What's his name? Jeff McNeil has totally disappeared. I mean, Lindor. Everybody's on the table to be traded. It's June 9th. And you think Juan Soto is going to go into Queens and be the fix to all that? That's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. Are you serious? And Juan Soto's not leaving the Bronx. He is not leaving the Bronx. Why would he leave the Bronx to go to the Mets, who never have a chance to actually make a World Series? Like, ever. I'm not trolling. It's the facts. I mean, it's like despair happening. You got the manager making excuses why two outfielders of his couldn't make plays today. The sun was in their eyes. The sun was in their eyes. Oh, okay, let's just play every game at nighttime from now on. Let's just do that. I can't believe that's a serious question. Who would have a better record with Juan Soto on the team? The answer is the Yankees. That's it. That's the answer. 888-808-1019. My name is Daniel McCartan. I'm the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.